everybody. It's Jay here, and this is a very timely episode you're about to hear. It's all about being in the moment, things that just happened, just were announced in less than 23 hours since we recorded it. I decided to record this intro right before I released it. Just wanted to say, hey, fuck the Giants. Bumgardner, your name is still Madison, which is a girl's name. Sandoval, you hear that knocking on your door? It's lip cancer. Knock it off with the fucking chewing tobacco. And Pence, you suck. Your batting stance looks like a 9-year-old girl who has a bat that's too heavy for her. Anyway, fuck you, Giants, and enjoy being the new Yankees. Everyone hates you.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Kraft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck. Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. These are the only guys to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me is Art.
Hello.
Jesus Christ. And Mike.
Hi.
That's better. What's going on, folks? This is going to be a freestyle episode. We haven't really caught up on what's been happening in the world and in our world and in your world.
We are the
and
world.
The Marvel Universe mm-hmm. and the DC Universe and mm-hmm. beer worlds. And we got a lot of stuff going on. So yeah. We should get to it.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm assuming we're going to put this one out right away because we do have some stuff to plug and some timely stuff we're going to talk about right now. So first things first, this Saturday, assuming we're going to put this out this the next day or two, Mike and I will be down at Blue Point.
Oh, I've got to ruffle some papers. Hold on.
Yep. Well, should we do the GoDaddy commercial first or we'll do that in the middle somewhere? We'll do that in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, do that in the middle. Make it sound more natural.
Sure, of course. Part of the conversation.
After Rock Block Friday.
Saturday, Mike and I will be down at Blue Point hosting and emceeing and doing a show at the Movember kickoff event.
Nice.
Which is going to be fun. So we're finally succumbing to Movember.
Yeah.
Partially to my dismay.
Wait, didn't you do it last year?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't do it.
I thought you were working with Blue Point last year.
So do we have to start growing our mustaches then? By then?
It's going to take me until January to grow in my peach fuzz, dude.
You're lucky. So you get off easy.
Take me 2 days. So
you're a man.
We'll handle our mustache in 2 days. It'll be great.
Yeah. Basically, if you're not familiar with a Movember, basically you grow a mustache. You clean shave yourself on November 1st. Take a picture, and you get people to sponsor you for growing your mustache throughout November. And the whole point is to raise awareness about men's health issues, men's testicular cancer, prostate cancer, even mental issues from what I see. And you donate the money, you go to us.movember.com. We're going to make a Masters of None account, and people can donate to us there. So anything you want to donate is appreciated. We'll be part of Team Blue Point. So that's the main reason I'm doing it, because Blue Point asked us to be part of it. That's the only reason I'm doing it.
Huge.
We're happy to still be with them, and figured, hell, if there's any reason to do Movember, it's to continue getting free beer.
Absolutely.
No, it's for a good cause. I think it'll be fun. I'm going to just try and get people to sponsor me for $1 for every day that I can actually stand it and I don't just lose it and shave it off.
You grew a beard back in the radio days, right?
Beard is fine. It's the mustache. Horrible.
Just so... You can't do full beard and then shave it at the end with the mustache, right? You have to grow just mustache.
That's cheating, they say.
That is cheating. Okay, good to know.
I'm going to go at least a week. I'm thinking a week with a beard and then a week with a goatee, and then I'll go maybe the last 2 weeks with the mustache.
A legal use of goatee.
I can't.
Shaving without cream. Know.
Like, who's going to think it's creepier at Thanksgiving, your parents or your wife?
My wife is gonna hate it.
Yeah,
she's not coming near me for a month.
Last year I did that, and there, like, my wife was like, "Just shave it. You look really weird."
It's the month where we celebrate child molesters.
Yes,
Jesus,
child molesters and celibacy,
and cops
at the same time, and wrestlers
and Chris Hansen
and gay men.
YMCA.
The only three people who should have mustaches. Yeah,
exactly.
And civil servants, gay men, and wrestlers.
We just gave a lot sometimes of examples of guys who wear mustaches.
Sometimes they're one and the same. What about Big Boss Man? Was he gay?
Nobody was a cop. And
that's true. And a wrestler.
And a wrestler.
Wrestler.
Two out of three. So we're going to do this. We would love if any of our fine listeners would like to join us.
Yeah.
You know, a little solidarity would be nice.
Help.
Or if not, just go make a donation. I'll get the account going tonight. So, yeah, Saturday, Mike and I will be there. It's 2 to 6 at the Blue Point Brewery in Patchogue. It's the Movember kickoff. You sign up to participate. They're going to have, like, some barbers there doing, like, the hot shaves with a straight-edge blade.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're, like, they're setting up...
a Nickelodeon.
Having a, yeah. There's going to be burlesque dancers.
Lindsay Lohan.
But basically, they're doing a big Halloween party the day before, so they're going to have the tent up in the back, so they're like, let's do a big Movember bash. So we're going to be there doing our show. I think we're going to do the topic of the greatest mustache of all time.
Perfect.
And they're going to be showing films on their big screen featuring men of mustachioed fame. We show, like, Magnum P.I. episodes and, like, Charles Bronson movies, which will be fun.
Hey,
and
then, tough guy!
Yeah, they're going to have...
That was my bad, Charles,
like,
Bronson.
That was pretty good. Like, couches and... free beer, of course, and I even pitched in. They asked me if I had any, like, taxidermy deer head type things we could bring to, like, on the walls and stuff, and I happened upon some sort of art show, like sidewalk art show kind of thing, and I guess it was on a Monday, and I guess their sale was over the weekend, and whatever was left, there was just a big sign that said free.
Okay.
So I stopped in, and boy, the treasures I found, perfect for a mustachio-themed man cave-y manly man sort of art. It's just all awful, like, pictures of, like, eagles and, like, black velvet wolves and, like, the worst artwork you've ever seen. And I, like, loaded my trunk up with them. Sort of a Movember man cave art show.
Wow.
It's gonna be awesome. I think we'll probably end up giving all of them away because I'm tired of carrying them around, frankly. But, oh, horrible, horrible. Lots of
terrible
crocheted American flags with the word freedom on it and all sorts of nonsense. Bears eating salmon in the stream.
Like,
just the worst.
Find that lovely painting at a Red Roof Inn.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. It looks like it was all stolen off the walls of shitty motels.
We'll leave the light on for you.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be fun. And we're, again, happy that Blue Point asked us to do it, which is pretty cool. Now we're part of the AB family.
Sell out.
Yeah, Art can't be joining us, unfortunately, but I'm sure he'll be with us in spirit.
Yes, sir. I'll be growing my weird mustache. I'll be pushing out hairs.
We'll put our pictures up too this weekend, and you can follow our progress as well.
Speaking of mustache and shaving, man, Kevin Smith, right?
Huh?
Yeah, Kevin Smith shaved his beard. That's odd.
He was doing it for some other reason, right? For
yoga
pants.
He
did it for his movie, yeah. Which I don't understand anything about what this movie is supposed to be. He made the movie Tusk, right?
Right.
It's basically Human Centipede with a walrus. I don't know why he thought this was such an original idea that he came up with.
Okay.
It's exactly Human Centipede, except with a walrus instead of a centipede. Anywho, movie completely bombed.
Mm.
And he's like, oh yeah, we should make this into some sort of a trilogy. What? So from characters from this movie that bombed horribly, now he's basically making Clerks, but within Canada, but with his daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter, it seems like.
Yep. You guys don't watch Comic Book Man, right?
No.
No.
Sorry.
All right, moving on.
I've seen it. It's just as fake as all these other shows that do the exact same
thing. His daughter came to Jersey, and she helped run the store with Walt and make deals and all that stuff. It was awkward.
I don't understand.
But again, it was to promote, like, hey, you know, she's going to be in the movie, so we thought that, you know, she needs some work.
I think basically he's like, wait, Johnny Depp wants to be my friend? Okay, we'll make a movie about your daughter. That's what it reeks out to me. Like, wait, I get to hang out with Johnny Depp? Yeah, let's make this movie. I'm sure Johnny Depp is paying for the entirety of the movie out of his pocket. There's this, and then there's, like, another one coming out. I don't understand sometimes.
It has nothing to do with that other one, that Horns. That's not him
Chasing
either.
Chasing Tusks?
Yeah.
Heart's making things up.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, I don't know. I guess there's some sort of monsters involved in this. So he shaved the beard because Jason Mewes was supposed to play the monsters. They do the molds of his face and stuff and put the prosthetics on him. He, like, flipped out. He's, like, claustrophobic, so he couldn't do it. And then he couldn't get anyone else to do it. I think Jackie Lee Early, is that his name? Jackie Hurley.
Oh,
Hurley.
Jackie Hurley.
Jackie Lee Hurley.
Jackie Hurley.
Yeehaw. Yes, fake Freddy.
Fake Freddy, the guy Banner's that was Banner's Bears, right?
Watchmen. Yes, that guy. Jackie Earl Haley. Is that it? Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yes.
Billy Dee Williams.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. he said,
Robert E. Lee.
Like, "Oh, I'll do it." He's like, "I'll do it." Like Kevin Smith's like, "Cool." He's like, "Should we check with your agent?" He's like, "Nah, don't even worry about it. I'll just do it." And then he goes like a half hour later, his agent calls. He's like, "Yeah, he's not doing that." It's just like 2 days of like prosthetic work in front of a green screen, I guess.
Oh wow!
So Kevin Smith said, "Well, I'll just fucking do it myself." Yeah. And so
that's why he's in your
shape. Yes.
Okay.
I invited him to be on our Movember team, so I'm expecting a phone call any minute.
If you don't talk for a while, we know you're on the phone with him, so we're good.
Yes, yeah. I just leave suddenly during this.
Thanks.
I'm on the phone with Kevin Smith.
No problem.
All right, Next. Let's talk about you, Michael.
What? What'd I do?
Yeah.
You're hitting
we didn't really catch up over our summer, what we did and all that stuff. So you
got a lot going on.
Your wife. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
And you purchased something?
Yes. I just bought a house.
Hey.
Yeah.
The house box set? DVDs?
Yes.
And by house, I don't mean House MD. I mean the horror movies from the 80s. House and House 2, the second story. You guys remember this?
No.
Oh. Oh, you should look them up. Awesomely terrible, generic 80s horror. It's like haunted house, but like each room is like its own crazy room. Like they open the door and they're in the jungle. Like it's wacky. You should watch it. Anywho, Michael, house. Yes. Does your house do that?
No.
Not at all. Jungle room?
No, I don't.
It's too bad.
Not yet, no. Yeah, we bought a house, hopefully closing very, very soon. And
what's the address?
I don't I won't believe it until I have the keys in my hand, but it's that should be cool, right?
123 Anywhere Lane.
John Q. Public. But yeah, I get the joys of owning a home, and you guys both do that kind of stuff now, right? It's good.
It's a blast.
It's a blast, man, right? I got a lot to look forward to.
Just look forward to saving tons of money up because all your troubles are over.
Yeah. I feel like I need to do like more stressful things at once.
Yeah.
Have a kid soon.
Yeah.
Why don't you buy a new car while you're at it? Brand new.
That's what I said, right, earlier before?
Yeah. I think I'm going to join the army is what I said.
Why don't you pick up one of those Hummers? Of those used Hummers. Here, they're good on gas. While you're at it, why don't you take a flight down to Africa? Let's help out some Ebola patients.
It's great, though. It's
open a restaurant.
Yeah, I should start a bar. That's what I should do.
Mike's house is on Isis Avenue.
And the one thing that I've been telling you guys definitely is there's a room in the house that I'm totally going to be turning into like a office/studio.
Kill room?
Yes, nice. That too.
Wood paneling up just for that?
I am. I'm going to deck it out and get all my gear in there, and that'll be pretty much like our home right there. We can fucking do live shows and shit.
Do you need some artwork?
I do need a velvet tiger. You have one of those?
Sweet, I do. Four of them.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fucking challenge, though. Holy shit. I'm already like, I don't know how you guys had to do this, but already arguing with the sellers about like $2,000 worth of work and they're not budging and I got to go back and forth and I really just want to wring their fucking neck, but you can't because you got to do it through lawyers and they're just like, whatever, they don't care. It's
take them to Friendly's.
Painful. Yeah.
It's not worth it, dude. The long run, $2,000 is nothing. It's like one payment.
No, I'm not holding up any longer. I mean, we got to get this going. It's going to be fucking wild. I'm actually like I have these like moments of, oh my God, what the hell am I doing? I don't know if anybody else has that where you're just like, I'm this is way too much of a financial company. Like people can find me now. Like this is not, I am no way off the grid whatsoever. I am entrenched in a town. I have to start making roots. I have to fucking be involved in the community. Ew, what? No, I don't want to do any of that.
You're doing a remake of Roots?
Yeah. I got to start
playing Toby.
Comfortable? It's just me, apparently. It's just going to be, it's going to be crazy, man. Like, I've always been living in apartments, You can just kind of be like, yeah, this town's cool, but if I get bored of it, I can leave.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Yeah.
You can kind of do that, but it just takes a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it sucks. Welcome.
Yeah.
Home owning.
But congrats, man.
It's about a bitch.
Yeah, it is.
It's about to be about two of them.
Yeah.
In a couple of months. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll believe it too when I come over for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
When is your lease up on your apartment?
We just gave our 30-day notice today.
Okay, so you're going to have like a month transition period?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
last time I moved, it was like
slowly.
We closed, and then like the next day we had to move.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
No, I mean, and that's why when we were talking about if we can do for the Blue Point thing, I said, you know, I'm probably closing right before it, and you asked if I would be moving then that Saturday. I said, not necessarily, because... Yeah. We don't really need to like rush right out, and plus I got a lot of stuff that I want to do before anything goes in. You know, I want to rip up rugs, and I want to got to fix the electric and a couple different things.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I figured your closing's on the 31st, and
yeah.
Then next day is probably you give up your apartment.
Yeah. No. We just gave it 30 days today. Yeah. Yeah. Because then the other thing too is like I don't have to like I'm gonna call in some favors and ask people to help. With some of the big stuff, but...
You need a favor.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I came to you in your time of need. Now you're back to me.
But I have, like, you know, the bigger stuff, and then, like, just, like, stuff like books and shit. I can put in a couple of boxes and put it in my car and bring it over and whatever, you know?
Yeah, you don't have that much stuff. You have a pretty small apartment.
Yeah, it will be fine.
So you won't need to call me. Sweet.
Yes. Probably not.
Also, I'll probably be on the phone with Kevin Smith when you call, so that's why I don't answer the phone.
Can you guys give me any kind of advice, like any kind of like things that to look out for, you know, when it comes to owning your own home?
Don't drop your pregnant wife when you carry her over the threshold to the new home.
No, not going to do that.
Recommend that.
Find a great place and organize. Find a great room that you can organize your shoe collection.
Okay, good.
Yeah, make sure you have a bedroom reserved specifically for that.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Cool. All right. Yep. Had a wing planned out.
Make sure you bang the first night in the new house. That's good luck.
Okay. With or without furniture? Doesn't matter?
No, doesn't matter. First night you spend there, you got to do it.
All right.
Also, check for ghosts.
Ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How many priests should I get in there to cleanse?
At least 3 to 4 dozen.
Union guys?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Check any crawl spaces for bodies.
Uh-huh. And treasure?
And treasure, too.
Perhaps.
Just use a PKE meter for the ghosts.
Good idea.
Check the attic, too, for a treasure map of any sort, like a One-Eyed Willy type situation.
A doubloon, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look in the basement, or if there's no basement, dig underneath and find if there's any like comic books or any valuables that someone forgot to take in the previous homeowners.
Okay, I like that.
Rip all the walls down and see if anybody's used like Superman number ones as insulation.
Honus Wagner cards.
Yeah. This man used nothing but Honus Wagner baseball cards for insulation in the entire house.
Knock on all the even house numbers.
And they were all in
baseball cards and Action Comics number one, as far as the eye could see.
And upside down plane stamps.
You rip the walls out, and it's everybody's baseball card collection that ever got thrown away by their parents. Some crazy like hoarder contractor guy would buy them all from everyone's parents and then use them as insulation.
This wall is nothing but Mickey Mantles. Rookie cards.
Near mint.
Yeah. Gem mint 10.
That guy comes in, opens the door.
A heart attack and his head explodes.
Bull!
Get your chick, boo! Oh, that would rule.
That would be a great Onion headline.
That would be man's false wall made of nothing but Honus Wagner cards. That's great. I don't know, this just popped into my head too. Well, I was just watching Video Game the Movie. It's a documentary that's on Netflix.
Yeah, about the video game creators.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see that?
It was about buying a house.
I always see it, and I was like, yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah. I watched it. It was pretty good. But something that made me laugh was they kept on showing like stock footage of everything from back when video games were huge. And they kept showing like a bunch of Ms. Pac-Man machines being assembled in like a factory. And I just started laughing thinking about a guy who works at the Ms. Pac-Man factory, like kissing his wife like in the morning, I gotta go work at the Miss Pac-Man factory. Fucking bitching because he's gotta go to the Miss Pac-Man factory Christmas party.
He's just so sick of Miss Pac-Man.
Just hates her.
That'd be funny if he plotted out his commute and it was like.
Every time he references her, he just calls her that yellow cunt.
Yeah. Big deal. She's got a bow. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. It must be great for like just someone who just goes to put together something that just brings pure joy. I mean, yeah. Just hate it.
I told them to put it in the pretzel. I got nothing for it.
Yeah. That was my idea.
Probably every person who works at Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. So anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, house. A couple things we're going to do. We're going to have a week-long housewarming party.
Nice.
So if you guys can't make Monday, just come on Thursday. Who gives a fuck?
I love that, man. You like you don't go half-assed, man. No. You always go like full week bachelor party.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're just fucking doing it. And it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you want to come over, you want to bring a housewarming gift, just bring another bottle for the bar. Like something, mm-hmm. You know, something good.
Also, Art's busy that whole week.
I haven't told you which week. It doesn't matter. It's just that week.
Nope. Yeah, can't do it. Sorry.
No. And like I said, we're going to...
Oh, it's on that day? Yeah, nope.
Yeah, can't do it. Like I said, going to outfit that one room as kind of like a studio slash office area and stuff. And I got a bunch of fucking gear that's going to be awesome.
It's going to have full stadium sound. It's yeah. Like a tiny basement.
Big fucking jumbotron and... Charge!
Every time you walk in the room, the intro to Welcome to the Jungle will play. All the superhero stuff that just got announced. This is kind of big news, right?
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
Talking a little bit about it before the show started here. So both DC and Marvel announced like all their future things, right? Like the next 10 years
yeah,
worth
guess.
Of shit.
I feel like...
Who would announce it first? DC?
DC announced first.
Yeah. But I think like DC has cornered the TV market, whereas Marvel has pretty much locked down the silver screen, man.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, they're killing it on TV.
It's like you look at these movies and it's like, all right, cool. You know, I've been watching The Flash. I haven't gotten to Arrow yet, but Gotham, I'm loving Gotham. And you had like, you know, back in the day, Smallville and all those other different shows from the DC universe. Right now, ever since, you know, Robert Downey Jr. put on the mask for Iron Man, man, it's just been straight out the gate. And they're just killing it with everything. And these awesome movies that are coming out, like Doc Strange and Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Inhumans. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So should we go through each of their lists real quick? And
yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I got the Marvel one right now.
All right. So this one just came out, what, today?
Yeah.
All right. So let's go through this. So basically, what's... Before this, phase two is going to finish like next year, early next year, or that?
No, this is phase three is happening this year. I mean, of 2015.
Yeah, phase three starts with Ant-Man, right?
No, Avengers: Age of Ultron.
That's the end of phase two. I thought.
I thought Ant-Man was the end of phase two. Now, no.
No, I thought Ant-Man was the beginning of phase three. I thought whatever. Phase two was.
Well, wait, are you guys carrying the remainder or no?
Yeah. How many?
Where's your decimal point?
Yeah, if you divide by Hulk times Thor.
Carry the hammer.
Yeah, you can't carry the hammer. You never carry the hammer.
Only Thor can. No shit.
No, only those worthy.
Oh my god, that was a
terrible. Only those worthy.
Such a fucking hold on. Wow. That was wow. That was great.
And you're going to be a homeowner.
What'd you call me?
Cigarette.
Oh, thank you.
So, wait. So, Avengers comes out May 1st, and Ant-Man comes out July 17th of next year.
Yes.
Yeah. And there hasn't been anything of Ant-Man, like, shown yet, has there?
No.
Like, nothing.
Well,
there hasn't
yes,
been, like,
he has.
A
he's
set
actually,
photo.
No, he's actually been in every movie. You just can't see him.
Ah.
Play that
old gag.
Again. Play that shit again. You can also play the artifact.
Two for Tuesday. Artifact. Best thing I've ever done.
And here's a question, too. Yeah. Why? This ties in with. I went to Comic-Con this year, which I haven't mentioned.
Is George Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah, I cosplayed as George Brett. I got many, like high fives and from Royals fans and random people. But there was like not. There wasn't much going on there. It was pretty lame, I gotta say. Like there wasn't
when
any
did you
like.
Go?
I went on Thursday, but like usually there's some big announcement or like preview, the first trailer or something, like why didn't they just, we're about to show the Avengers trailer now. It got leaked a week early. Why didn't they debut that at Comic-Con?
They actually,
2 weeks ago.
Well, actually, what's his name? Paul Feig?
Yeah.
He's mentioned that in the press conference today. He said it was one of the first things he said. He said, we wanted to announce all this at New York Comic Con, but it wasn't. We weren't ready.
That's fucking horseshit. Like,
that's
seriously?
That's horseshit because you weren't there.
No, but I mean, even if I was there, I mean, I don't give a shit, honestly. But that seems to be the time to do that. But like, yeah. There were no big announcements or big previews of anything, like nothing. It kind of felt like both Marvel and DC were just like, yeah, New York Comic Con, we'll fuck it. Who gives a shit? I don't know. Like, nothing big happened. Like, DC didn't even have, like, a big setup on the main floor. All they had was, like, a Batman display, but it was, like, way out in the corner. Like, they had the suits up and stuff.
They mentioned this. It was one of the questions asked in the Q&A. They asked if their competitors swayed their decisions in getting, you know, release dates and so forth and business decisions, and they denied that, which I completely can't believe whatsoever. That DC releases their full slate and Marvel's like, oh, you know what? We got to fucking stomp on this. Let's get everything finalized.
Of course.
And then they had to, you know, do everything accordingly. I probably had to rush for the first time, I would guess, right?
Yeah, probably.
So. Or they're probably just waiting for them to announce it. Then they can fill in the dates to, you know, how they wanted to stomp on their shit.
Maybe they even had it like kind of like playing cards where they just kind of, all right, since they're doing that, we're going to switch this movie and this movie. Almost like production dates announcing which was the production date was still all up in the air up until the end.
So that goes here, and this one goes there.
Right. Well, like, but like, think about it. Yeah, it was one of the things I was telling
hold
Art.
Hold on. Let me think about it. Come on, man.
I got you. One of the things I was telling Art was that Captain Marvel, they're releasing before the Wonder Woman movie. Now, that's got to be on purpose. That's absolutely got to be on purpose.
That's going to be a chick, right?
Yeah, to give, you know, the first female superhero.
Right.
You know, and do it before they get a chance to bring out Wonder Woman. That's got to be, you know, that's got to be planned like that.
No, it says Wonder Woman is 2017, Captain Marvel is 2018.
No, I thought it was the other way around.
I'm looking at like a list of all of them, both of them combined.
Captain Marvel is July 6th, 2018.
That's what I got.
Oh, okay. I'm completely wrong about that then. Sorry.
Womp womp. But I don't get how like nothing's been leaked of Ant-Man at all. Like, meanwhile, you can't fucking turn the computer on without seeing Star Wars spoilers.
Yeah.
Because who cares about Ant-Man?
I do. I think it's going to be cool.
Do you?
I thought it was going to be when Edgar Wright was directing it. I'm not as excited about it anymore.
Right.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, I like Paul Rudd.
Do you?
What do you guys think of the Avengers trailer?
I liked it.
Beautiful, dude. The whole Ultron thing is just great. It opens up a lot of doors.
I don't have strings.
It's Batman. Thanks.
I love James Spader, the guy that's voicing Ultron. That's fucking awesome.
The guy from The Blacklist?
Yeah.
I just want to punch him in the face every time I see him. I don't know.
James Spader, really?
Yeah. He just looks like a smug prick.
He owns you $200, right?
Yeah.
That too. We were talking earlier too about how the Civil War is going to be one of the storylines that's coming up. And I guess it's probably going to get kicked off with this one. I'm taking it.
It's you're gonna kind of plant the seeds, and then Captain America 3 is the actual Civil War.
Yeah, because they definitely said one of the Avengers will no longer be an Avenger at the end of this one.
Right.
So I'm assuming one of them's gonna. I'm guessing it's gonna be Iron Man breaks off because there's no Spider-Man. Wasn't he? He was the whole thing that kicked off Civil War, right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And
it was Captain America and Iron Man that started the whole Civil War thing.
And it also kind of has to do with, I think, Chris Evans' contract is up in two movies.
Well, Hemsworth is going to be done, too.
Yeah, he's done this one, and then Thor 3 is going to be his last, probably. Mix it up and make, you know, the Phase 3 Avengers is going to be probably a whole, all new set of guys.
Yep.
For the most part. And then Hulk, though, will be in all three. I think they said that. I think Ruffalo is slated for another couple of movies.
I like how they've just given up on trying to make another Hulk movie, though.
It's smart. You don't need to play another. There's no villain that, you know, if you're the Hulk, who are you going to go up against? And
well, the other whole thing, too, is, all right, when they talk about, like, trying to get a Planet Hulk movie going.
Yeah.
But that would be, I don't know if you've seen, the cartoon of it on Netflix? It's pretty good, actually.
Nice. No, I haven't.
But that would be very hard to do. And plus, it's like an entire CG movie, basically.
Yep. Hopefully, Amp Lee does it.
Amp Lee.
Yeah.
Is he the louder version of Ang Lee?
He is.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Ang Lee. Hi, my name is Aunt Bree.
Aunt Bree?
You're going for some Brie right now. It's interesting. You know what I don't like, though? I don't want to know all the fucking next 5 years worth of superhero movies. It's kind of fun. They get an announcement every, you know, 6 months. Oh, we're going to do this one. Cool.
Yeah.
Now it's like everything is, you know, everything that's coming through 2019, through 20 fucking 20.
So, and you know,
spoiler alerts for spoiler alerts. Yeah. Now, am I right?
You know what's amazing about all this is that they're committing so many years in advance to the notion that these movies are going to remain as popular as they are.
Well, they could always just say, oh yeah, we're not making that anymore.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you not all of these movies get made.
Really?
I guarantee.
What's the over under?
Which one goes out?
Make a 6 year bet right now. This will pay off in 6 years, everybody. All right.
Great. Let's do it. Stay tuned.
We'll get the karaoke versions though, that you guys are supposed to do from two summers back that you never did before.
Works.
This bet.
Oh, I did it. You didn't see it?
No.
That was convincing. All right. So you say one of the movies doesn't get made. Okay.
Absolutely. Between the two lists, at least one, if not two.
For bonus points, pick a movie that's not being made.
Here's this, too. I'm going to say at least five of them will not come out on the dates that they've announced now.
Okay.
There's no fucking way that's happening.
All right.
And at least one will not get made.
Okay. Which one doesn't get made? If you're looking at those two lists right now, pick one that's just
I don't even know what some of these things are. Inhumans? What is Inhumans?
Art, you want to tackle that?
Oh, you don't want to tackle that at all?
I've been talking a while. Go ahead.
Inhumans are kind of like a race of superhumans, and they're brought into they kind of appeared into the Fantastic Four realm, and then they, of course, appeared in different, like, Avengers and all that crap. You have, like, Black Bolt, Medusa.
They basically fill in the gap where X-Men can't be because of contract issues. They're basically mutants. They're basically X-Men.
Gotcha. So they're like the Marvel X-Men.
No, well, X-Men are Marvel, but because...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because X-Men can't be in fucking Marvel movies because Fox owns X-Men. This is kind of like getting around that a little bit. And what do you think, Art? You think they're going to put Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch in that category of Inhumans?
As long as they call them Miracles, yes.
Yeah.
You can't say the word mutant.
You can't say mutant. You got to call them Miracles. That's so fucking queer.
Cyborg, I don't know much about.
Cyborg is one of the guys from the Justice League of America.
That one doesn't make any sense. I have no idea why they would do a standalone Cyborg movie, to be honest with you.
I think they're probably, I don't know, just probably graphic-wise and CGI stuff that they can do. And Teen Titans, he's a main character on there. People know him.
Yeah, why don't they do a Teen Titans movie?
It's a good idea.
Right? Go young with one for once. Yeah. I don't see how there's going to be a Shazam and a Captain Marvel movie. Isn't it like, again, the same goddamn character? So yeah. One's going to be a chick. That's the big twist. Ooh. One of those two are not going to get made. I'm going to say Shazam because A, it's DC. Yeah. And B, it's stupid.
And it's very far away.
Yeah, that too. Captain Marvel will happen just because it's a girl. And if they can that one, they're going to hear it from everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So they've already announced that, and it's going to be a chick, so that one they're locked into. And if that one doesn't do great, then there's no fucking way Shazam is going to happen. That's just what I think. And where's the Deadpool movie? Is Deadpool Sony?
Deadpool? No, Deadpool is Marvel.
No, it's Panasonic.
It's Kyocera.
Yeah. It's RCA.
Did they say that was getting made? That's a different company? Owns that?
No, Deadpool is with Marvel, I think, still. Right?
But does Fox or Sony own that one? Is that what happened? That why it's not on this list? Also, thank God there's no stupid Hawkeye or Black Widow movie.
Oh, 20th Century Fox owns Deadpool. Shit.
Okay. And who owns Fantastic Four? That's Sony too?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Okay. So
no,
Sony's
no,
got
no, no, no. Fantastic Four is 20th Century Fox, Deadpool, X-Men. These are the guys that are 20th Century Fox. Fantastic Four, Deadpool, X-Men, Cable, Wolverine, and Silver Surfer.
And Sony's got
Spider-Man and Venom.
Okay. Sony's going to cave. Spider-Man will be in one of these Civil War movies. It's they've failed so many times now.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Marvel's going to be like, listen, bitches, fucking, we'll give you half the goddamn money or whatever. Just fucking put Spider-Man in this movie. Everybody wants to see it.
Yeah.
And then if you say no, we're going to go on board and just tell everyone that you won't fucking do it.
Dude.
I bet a dollar that the deal is already done and he's going to be in Civil War.
You Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. They can't hold out anymore. What are they going to do? Keep making shitty Spider-Man movies till nobody goes anymore?
20th Century Fox and Sony did a deal so that they could kind of do a couple of previews for those things after the movie.
Oh, yeah. They're bookending their other movies' previews at the end of the other one's movies. So, like, at the end of this last Spider-Man movie, they had a big preview for the X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yep.
Right. It's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen.
Saw that, Mike?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. On our Facebook, we have a little call forward from the Honus Wagner wallpaper that Art just put up. That's great. I love that nobody's going to get that for like a couple of days.
So I put call forward.
Yeah. You're getting good, man. You're getting fucking good at this, by the way. I love how they're giant, like they're fucking giant Honus Wagner cards.
Like Honus Wagner 8x10s. I am intrigued by this Suicide Squad movie. It sounds interesting.
Is it a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's on the list.
It's like Harley Quinn and it's sort of like an Expendables, but with like villains.
Yeah.
Right? Art.
Yes, that is correct, sir.
You fucking put the Honus Wagner Photoshop away for 2 seconds.
Sorry.
Pay attention.
DC movies. Art, in your opinion, first of all, you're more of a Marvel guy, right?
Here and there. I think ever since DC brought out the new 52 like 2 years ago, I started like kind of being on the fence of both. Like I said earlier, the movies that Marvel are bringing out are awesome. The shows that DC are bringing out are great. Some of the movies, I just downloaded a couple of Wolverine is Dead comics. I'm like, how many times are you going to try and kill this guy? Like, all right, I get it.
Yeah.
I suckered in about the $4.99 like comic book on my iPad. I'm like, that's how you ended it? All right, great.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like both. If you have a good story, I'm cool with it. What are you gonna say?
It's just crazy that like DC just like you said, like you keep saying, you know, just they can't get a handle around this whole movie thing. They do really well with TV for some reason. And movies they just can't seem to get a jump on. And Batman Superman right now must be just kinda shaking a little bit, man. Because
I think Jay's right, you know what?
Not gonna make any more of these movies.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I think Jay's theory is right. If for some, you know, if that movie just totally tanks, then, you know, DC is pretty much going to, like, they're on their website or on Twitter, they'll just have a white flag and they'll say movies. If that movie bombs, because they're going to be bringing in, of course, Wonder Woman, there's going to be, because there's, you know,
Flash.
Yeah, Drago from Game of Thrones.
Certainly not a Shazam.
Is going to be in it. A bunch of people are going to be in it. And it's like, all right, so if you, and again, the Flash, is the Flash going to be the dude from the series right now?
No. It's they pick some fucking indie film guy. He sucks. He looks terrible. He looks more like more like Cillian Murphy, the guy that played fucking Scarecrow in Batman Begins.
Yeah. So they should keep him in there. I mean, people are liking him. I think he's playing a good Barry Allen. And Green Lantern. Are they going with Ryan Reynolds? Like who's going to be Green Lantern?
Ryan Reynolds is going to be like 50 by the time that movie.
Yeah, 2020, man. 2020 on that fucking shit.
Who's going to be Green Lantern is some kid who's in like 7th grade right now.
Right.
Like literally.
That's
or in high school. Kid like in like who's like a senior in high school right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like the fact that Marvel is kind of going through the Netflix route of like Daredevil and then Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
Yeah, yeah.
Cuz I feel like there's not that much pressure to what they're doing right now. I like that where they're like taking these C B minus characters and putting them into these original series on Netflix.
2016, they're putting out 7 comic book movies.
Too much.
That's fucking ridiculous. 7. That's almost one a month.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it kind of beats like just, you know, remakes of all these other movies. Like, what movie were they going to remake? And I was just like, what?
I blame Guardians of the Galaxy for all of this.
Did you like that movie, Jay, or no?
It was all right.
I loved it. How did you not like it?
It was fantastic.
Oh, it was so much fun.
I just thought with so many different characters, people calling the enemies over so he could have revenge, and then like the dance, and like everyone's like, what the hell are you doing?
Too cutesy. It was like it just knew what it was doing too much. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
You know, I dig like, this guy, but he's a little so too cool confident. He's a little too...
Yeah. Jay, take off your hipster glasses on this one, all right?
I actually am wearing my hipster glasses.
This guy's really good at his job. He's a little too good at his job.
He knows he's good at his job.
I smelled you wearing them.
Yeah. Were you ever jilted by the girl who knew she was hot? Is that what it is? Is that what this is?
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm ready to make a bet that $10 that Shazam does not come out on the date that is promised, and then I will do double that it never gets made.
$10 that it's a different date, $20 says it never gets made. I like it.
I'll take it.
I'll take that bet.
Okay, cool.
So if Shazam comes out, then you have to pay for our tickets. Is basically
okay. Yeah, sure, absolutely.
You have to pay for tickets
and all the snacks you want.
There you go.
Sweet.
If it doesn't come out on that date,
right?
We all go to a movie of my choice, and
I'll be like 37. No,
and all right. I eat all your snacks.
You drink my chocolate milkshake.
If it never gets made at our funerals,
bury me with $20 in my hands. So you can rip out.
Here's where we say goodbye, and our next podcast is in 2019.
Well, you guys, April 6th, 2019.
Here we
What's
go.
What's this? Will Shazam ever be made?
You'll just have to think the words Masters of None, and it will automatically download
right into
your head.
Yeah. Thanks to Google Micro.
Google Brain.
I don't feel feelings anymore.
Google Nano.
There's no way.
All right. I love it.
No way. It's too terrible. And, dude... All that has to happen is Superman to bomb.
Yep. That's really all that does have to happen.
If that bombs, dude, you can cross half of these things off. Wonder Woman will not get
directed by Rob Schneider.
That'd be awesome. Because they just say, fuck it.
And it's starring Nicolas Cage.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And you will need... That's going to have to be a huge hit. And I mean, even if it sucks, I don't think there's any way Batman vs. Superman is going to bomb.
Right.
I think it's going to make money, but people might hate it. The Spider-Man's made money, even though everyone claims to hate them, right?
Yeah.
Did the last one make money?
No, it actually made a lot less money than all the other Spider-Man movies.
But it was profitable.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's going to be the worst case scenario. I mean, everyone's going to go see it, obviously. But that will then again have them doubting themselves for Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But I think that'll get made again because there's going to be so much fucking pressure that there's been for so long. Justice League will get made as well. But again,
well,
if that doesn't do great, there's no way Flash or Aquaman are getting made. If Justice League does not kill and make $1 billion, they are not making Flash and Aquaman.
Did you know, Jay, that The Rock is going to be Black Adam in Shazam?
I don't know who Black Adam is. That's kind of racist, in my opinion. Should be African-American Adam.
He's the nemesis for Shazam.
Okay.
So does that sway you? Because he's in everything, man.
Is he a rival magician?
Yes.
It's terrible. Also, Doctor Strange. That's going to bomb.
You think?
Yeah. But he's another magician, isn't he? There's too many magicians. What's going on here? Magicians or superheroes?
I can't wait when he faces off against his evil foe. Ta-da.
It's terrible. Doctor Strange is a bad title.
Throwing rabbits at each other.
He just sounds like a creepy chiropractor. Doctor Strange.
He's trying to choke
tug of war between handkerchiefs.
I was going to say he's trying to choke you out with one of those never-ending handkerchiefs.
Stay still so I can sell you in half.
Bunch of canes that turn into flowers. Just throwing them.
Sounds like Suicide Squad is they're just trying to make their own Guardians of the Galaxy. Am I right?
Yeah. That's
folks. Let's take the misfits like. Who are still lovable. Make them the anti-heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, that reeks of that. But it is about time because people seem to love the fuck out of Harley Quinn. The number one cosplay thing.
Yeah, and that was a huge thing, too. That was a possibility of a rumor in the Arrow series, actually, because they did the Suicide Squad, but you hear Harley Quinn, but you never see her.
So yeah, that's obviously what they're doing with that. Who cares? Oh, how was Gotham, by the way? That's good.
I like
the TV show.
It's really good, yeah.
What is it? Just like the origins of all the bad guys, basically, and Commissioner Gordon?
It's like what happened in the years between Bruce Wayne's family getting killed and then him being Batman, but through the eyes of, like, Gordon and, like, he's,
so
like...
So going to be, like, 20 seasons of this?
That's what they're shooting for.
Like, he was, like, a little boy when they got killed, and then I'm assuming he doesn't become Batman until he's at least 21-ish.
He's in diapers.
I think the state minimum for Batman is 21, yeah.
So is it cool? You get to see, like, the origin stories, like, all the villains? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, you get to see a bunch of Easter eggs and stuff. I like it.
Yeah, they're sizing this season up to be kind of like how the Penguin's rise to power came to be. That seems to be the main focus, villain-wise.
Chester Cobblepot?
Oswald. Oswald Chesterfield Cobblepot, as we learned in this past week's episode.
Chester E. Arthur.
Yeah.
He never did find One-Eyed Willie, did he?
No. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, like Art was saying, there's like, you know, little hints at Riddler and Catwoman and fucking...
And I like the fact that each episode, there's a Joker in there. It could be a man or a woman from what I read up on it.
Yes. Yeah, they're playing with the origin of the Joker a lot. They're like in each episode, they kind of do somebody who could be, who might be one of the origins of the Joker and yada yada. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I kind of wish they would get off the Bruce Wayne story a little bit. I kind of wish they would stick with just Gordon because he's actually the guy that Ben McKenzie that plays Commissioner Gordon. He's really good.
He's dreamy.
He is.
That's what they do. Just cut to a little kid crying in his bedroom every few minutes.
An REM playing in the background.
Meanwhile, back at Wayne Manor.
What's this?
Gotham, we'll be right back.
The pint-sized Caped Crusader tearing over the loss of his parents one more time.
I gotta download that.
Yeah.
Okay, is it out already? Is that right? I saw a TV commercial for it.
What, Gotham?
No. For the original series DVDs. Batman.
Oh, yeah, it's out.
Oh, I gotta download
it. And it's on IFC. Do you know it's on IFC every Friday and Saturday morning?
Is it?
It's like a
Joe Rogan.
It's a fucking Batman marathon.
Like midnight or something. Oh, really? They're doing a marathon?
Yeah, Friday and Saturday mornings. My wife fucking loves it, man. She watches it all the time.
So good.
Yeah. It really is funny.
My kids will dig it.
It really is wacky, dude. Fucking love it.
It's so bad.
I love the bad guys that they have that they just made up for the series.
Yeah.
But stuff like, you know, who's the guy that Liberace played?
Gaiman.
Oh.
The Agenator.
They always have, like, Milton Berle as fucking Louis Lilac, like, he's some fucking gangster. Liberace, they got the guy who gets bonked on the head and turns into King Tut. Anytime he gets hit on the head, he's a history professor
Yeah.
Vincent Price as Egghead with just all the egg puns.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fucking love all of those secondary terrible bad guys. Oh. Remember I asked on a show, I'm like, I really need that what's this? I need that sound effect.
Uh-huh.
I lost it. I don't have it anymore. Somebody sent it to us. Who was it that sent it to us?
I think it's probably hidden in your new home's walls. Find it there.
Open every wall. What's this?
I don't know.
Shit. Somebody sent that to us. If you guys are listening again, you can find that. I've been trying to search for it on YouTube. It's like the hardest clip to find.
Well, if you get the DVDs, then you can just rip it.
Yeah. That's what I want to do. Sit through fucking seven DVDs of Batman looking for what's this? Looking for two words, essentially.
It's at the end of every episode.
It's not, though. I've checked a lot. And you know what's really hard? Try finding those scenes from Batman episodes on YouTube. It's like impossible.
I know. I looked for you. I tried.
I got this. I don't know if I showed you this. This is a new sound I got.
What's all this in?
Oh, that Nick Frost from The Nerdist.
Monty Python.
What's all this in?
That was in Monty Python?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you got it from.
Yeah, I got it from The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. Did you hear Nick Frost says it like a million times on Nerdist and they did a bit about how that should be a TV show?
Are you serious?
Yeah. You didn't see me post that?
No.
Yeah, go listen to the Nerdist podcast with Nick Frost. It was fairly recent.
No shit.
Yeah. He says it a couple times, and then they pick up on it, and they do a bit at the end, like, where it's a new TV show in Britain called What's All This Then? I fucking could not believe it.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Isn't it?
It really is.
Ridiculous.
It really is. Guys, people that are listening to the show, you're listening to the... We just start calling ourselves the precipice because we're always right on the edge of being really fucking awesome. And just somebody else comes and takes all the glory.
Yeah, you got to go listen to it. You and me screaming at your freaking headphones.
Oh, okay.
No!
I can't wait to be aggravated after I turn this fucking thing off.
What else is going on? Anybody else digging anything else recently?
I don't know.
The league sucks now. Have you guys watched the league at all this year?
A little bit, yeah.
I've just missed
a couple of episodes. It's getting a little stale.
God, we made up a drinking game for the shitty league because it's just the same formula over and over again. You drink every time they make up like a word that's like a pun of something.
Okay.
Or they try and come up with a new catchphrase or something.
Wow, you guys must got it drunk.
Yeah. Every time Taco Corp has a new fucking...
business adventure.
Yep. Yep. Every time Ruxin is away for some reason, I guess Kroll had some other commitment going on. What else? Every time an old catchphrase is brought back, like Forever Unclean or...
Oh, wow. You're really right. This is terrible.
It's terrible, dude.
Terrible.
So bad.
You're really right about this.
I know. It's just called The Well. They just keep going back to it.
Going back to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna write it all up.
Wow.
And then we did. We play this. It's the league sucks drinking game.
Yeah,
every time they make fun of Andre for his outfit.
For his outfit?
Oh, yeah.
Man, dude. You can write this. You can make this a drinking game. You can write all the rules down and everything.
It is. I just have to put it on paper.
Oh, do it, man.
We literally have... We play this now at my house. Try it.
Just you and your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. It's so bad.
Oh, I'm totally going to do this now.
It's terrible.
I can't do it with my wife, though, because she's pregnant. Shit.
All right. She can drink like a smoothie or something. Just play by yourself with whiskey.
All right. Sounds good. Have you guys watched the Foo Fighters documentary series on HBO?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Sonic Highways? Dude, you should watch it. It's unbelievable.
It's basically just like more of that like soundboard movie?
Pretty much. It's the same. Yeah. It's the same guys that did it. They go to 8 different cities in 8 weeks, and in each city, they write a song inspired by the music of the city. They interview all these people from each city and these famous musicians. And it's kind of like, it's very cool because it's kind of like a love letter to each city. And then the interviews that you are watching the entire hour, at the very end, they play the track, completed track with the lyrics. It kind of, you know, that infographic stuff comes up as he's singing it. So you see the lyrics and as you're seeing it, you realize a lot of the lyrics are stuff that stuck out in the interviews throughout the hour. So cool. It's like stuff that he takes from that. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, I'll watch that for sure.
The first one was on Chicago, which that episode was amazing. And then the second episode was DC.
But you are?
Just Gotham and Flash. Those are the things I've been digging.
And how come Flash is good?
Yeah.
Flash is starting to get good. It's going to take a little while. It's going to be like Arrow. Arrow took a little while to kind of find its niche.
But I like the fact that they're cross-promoting the both shows and stuff. It's great.
Yeah, did you see the one that was tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Felicity from...
Felicity Spook.
Yeah.
So, Facebook again.
I see it. Art just put up Adam Sandler as Shazam.
Shazandler.
Shazandler.
I just posted that.
I don't see it. I just... Oh, there. I was angry at Comic-Con at like the two things I wanted to go check out. Like, there wasn't much going on there.
You went on Thursday and there weren't any cool exclusives at all? Like, you didn't get any like cool swag?
It's turned into like a Gallery 1988 sort of art show. There was tons of that stuff around. Like, that seemed to be the new thing. Everything was fucking Guardians of the Galaxy and Frozen all over the place. Just people trying to cash in on that shit.
Like, drop it.
Roots everywhere.
Dropped Frozen
all over the place. I don't know, but the art stuff was awesome. Like, there was tons of that, like, cool, like, pop culture art.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to I could have easily spent like $500 in there. That's like the one thing I let my daughter buy some stuff with like some cool artwork for her room. So she got like some cool, like, she got like a cool Frozen thing, but it was, you know, like, it wasn't a Disney one. It was like someone else's version of them. That was cool. We saw your boy Norman Lee art.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah. He's here to say hello. He's what's your story with him?
One of my good friends. He used to be a roommate, Tom. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he's like, I guess an inker for Marvel,
he's an inker. Like, yeah. Artist. And I think it was, what was he? Marvel before. Now I think he's DC. Oh, no. He was DC. Now he's Marvel. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's cool. I got like a Lego Batman thing that he did.
Oh, nice.
My son's room. And we asked him, I used to draw like little pictures of my daughter as like super Riles. And I would throw them in like her lunchbox and stuff. She's, you know, a little surprised because she would get like anxiety about shit. So I would just draw like little pictures of little cartoons of her, like whatever, just doing like funny stuff. And so we were like, wouldn't it be cool if we got like some real artists to draw like super Riles? So we gave him a little drawing I did, and he said he was going to draw something and mail it out to us, which is pretty cool, like draw his version of it.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, and then we got, you know, he signed a Lego Batman thing for my kid. We saw the guys from Tiny Titans again. We had them do a version of Super Riles, which is pretty cool. And then they did a couple sketches. Like, I got a Batman for my son, and my daughter got a Starfire.
Nice.
Bought some of their stuff. And then the one thing I bought was like a Goonies thing.
I saw that, the poster.
Yeah. Yeah, I posted that on Facebook. It was, this is our time. Our time. That was pretty cool. But there was a lot of sweet artwork, man. I could have bought so much fucking shit. That was about the best thing of it. I tried to go meet Paul F. Tompkins. Mm-hmm. And this fucking pissed me off to no end. Like, the two things I wanted to do was go meet Paul F. Tompkins, and then the guys from Revenge of the Nerds were there. They do the King of the Nerds show. What are their names? Curtis Armstrong and David Carradine? Or Robert Carradine? I always mix them up.
Robert Carradine.
Robert Carradine. David Carradine's the one who died, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So, Paul F. Tompkins was there for this, like, thrilling Adventure Hour podcast thing that they do. It's like they do, like, an old-timey, like, radio stage show. Mm. And so, they had a little booth in the corner, way in the back, and they were fucking treating it like it was a goddamn, like, all the Avengers there. It was, like, Paul F. Tompkins, three other dudes you've never heard of in your life. And they're like, oh, yeah, they're doing a signing at whatever time. We go over there, putting this line together, like there's like seven people online. You have to like buy a thing for them to sign. There's a sign up, there's no photos. I'm like, what? Aww. Are you fucking serious? I'm like, first of all, I don't want their autographs. What am I for? I'm like, and I don't even know who three of the guys are. I just want to meet fucking Paul F. Tompkins, shake his hand, tell him, you know, he fucking makes me laugh out loud in my car on my way to work, and get a photo with him. And they're like, no, no photos. There's a group photo opportunity on Saturday at 1 o'clock that you have to pay
did you go back?
$5 for. No, of course not.
How'd you go back?
So I was like, fuck this. And I just fucking walked away. I was like, thanks for making me be late to the Disney panel that my daughter wanted to go to for nothing. So I tweeted at him. He ignored it. It fucking lame. Super lame.
Yeah.
I couldn't even believe it. Like how fucking pretentious they were over there. But that was a major letdown. And there's like nobody there. There's seven people there. Anywho, and then same thing happened with the freaking Revenge of the Nerds guys. They're like, oh, signings, whatever, 2 to 3:15 or whatever. We go over there like 2:30. Like, oh, no, the line's closed. And the line, like, you know, they have the long-ass line that where you just go wait. And the thing wasn't even like a third full. I'm like, so that's it? They're like, oh, you can come back later. Maybe it'll be open again. We go eat lunch, come back at like 3 or 2:45. And the line's even shorter and the line is still closed. Like, yeah, no, it's not opening again. Like, you fucking serious? Then why put that the signing is from 2 to 3:15 if it's going to be closed by 2:20 and the line's not even full?
You get the guy that's dressed up as a Predator's autograph?
Yeah. Was Virgil there?
The guy in the Predator's. Virgil was not there, but you know who was there? Yeah. Who was the new lonely Virgil? Is the guy who played Mike TV in Willy Wonka.
Really?
Yeah, he was there. He's just like an old, fat, bald, like middle-aged guy.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared. He's just standing there all by his lonesome.
Like that
a
is
big corner booth. Mike TV from Willy Wonka. Big picture of him as a kid. There's just a sad, lonely, old, bald guy sitting there. He's just like, oh my God. That's so, I think I took a stealth photo of him.
Oh no.
So sad. Oh no. And then you know what else? Who else was doing it? Dude, Bruce Leroy was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. No photo. Sorry. No photo. But there are a couple people like, oh, yeah, what's up? And he's like, they had like a big thing. Oh, 30th anniversary of The Last Dragon. He had like some pictures and shit. But no photos allowed again.
I saw somebody take a photo with him with a kid or some shit. It was on our Instagram.
At Comic-Con?
Yeah.
I don't know. He said no. Someone else asked him for a photo.
Because you're Royals jersey.
Get you photos, maybe.
Time-ack.
I didn't even ask. Because I walked by him. He was eating. I was so trying to get a picture of him eating. He was like eating a big sandwich, like a mouthful of food. And I wanted to put this Bruce Leroy like heroes, show enough. But I couldn't get the photo without being super obvious because there's nobody at the table. I so wanted that. I like kept walking by trying to sneak the picture. It would always be like blurry and shit. I was like, my daughter's like, why are we keep walking by this table?
Where was Bruce Leroy like to eat? Show knees.
God, play the fucking laugh. Whoa! Anyway, he did look good though, man. Good for him.
Time hack.
Yeah. What else? I don't know. That was about it, man. We went to the Disney Big Hero 6 panel.
I have no idea what the hell that's about at all. It just looks, it's a white ball thing. That's a hero.
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I mean, it looks cool. I think the kid, my daughter was excited. That's like the one thing she wanted to do. What was fun was just like, we just cut lines all day long like crazy. Not even cut them, but just like found ways around them.
Awesome.
They're still like pretty, they're more organized than they were back when we were there. But like, there was a huge line that went around the entire building. And then we just walked in from the other way and just walked right in. Like, just walked right in. We just went the other way.
Did you guys scream, nerds, as you walked past?
Pretty much. And then, like, again, once you got in, there was another huge line before it opened, like, in this giant room.
Yeah.
So you wait on this line, got in the building, and then wait on this other line until it officially opened. And I'm like, no way. There's no way. So I was just like, let's just walk this way. We just walked over like to the entrance on the other side. And like 5 minutes before the thing was even supposed to open, they just let people walk in there.
Like, yep. Did you try to and score like 8 different press badges? Remember when we were there and I got like 3 different types of badges? I'm like, yeah, then just gave them to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was just like free ticket city. No, now they have like the passes have like the little RFID chips in them. You got to like scan them to get in and out.
Oh, even with the like, press passes and stuff?
Yeah, everything now.
Wow. It's,
they definitely cracked down on that. But yeah, we were circumventing lines like crazy. I don't know. That was about it, man.
Well, it kind of sounds like you had a good time, though.
Yeah, it was fun. And we left before we were done. We were like, yeah, we've seen everything. Like, if you're not going to like panels all day long, like, I don't see how you're buying a 4-day pass for that thing, because there's just not that much to do.
Not that much to do. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw the whole thing in like a few hours. We're like,
it's kind of a gamble. Like you don't know what they're gonna, you know, because they don't really announce everything. Sometimes their things are surprises, and sometimes it could be like the best thing ever, and sometimes it could just be, you know, you can't really like look at this. Oh, Marvel's gonna be there. Like so. You know, beforehand and try to figure out if you like it or not.
Yeah, and the amount of free stuff has gone way down, too. Remember when we were there, like, the Marvel booth just had, like, 20 different comics that you could just go take for free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, none of that.
Spill.
Like, I brought a huge backpack expecting to just come back with, like, tons of free comics and stuff. Not nearly as much free stuff as they used to have.
Wow. Uh-oh.
That was kind of a bummer, too.
Thanks, Obama.
And a lot of the artists do. None of the artists do like free sketches anymore either.
Really?
Like you're paying for everything.
That sucks.
Fucking
except
everything.
Norman Lee.
Norman Lee hooked it up because I know art. That's why. Art begets art. How about that?
Oh, hello.
But yeah, dude, everyone's like charging like $25 just for like a basic sketch. I was like, fuck this. But yeah, those days are over too. They had all the artists on like that far end, like the pavilion that's like all the way on the opposite side. You got to walk down like a separate hallway.
See, why didn't we think of that? Why didn't we think of that? We could have sold those video game chairs for a hefty penny.
Yeah, we should have.
Damn it.
There were a lot of empty booths, too, which I thought was interesting. Right. We could have just bought tickets and then went and set up our own booth. An empty booth.
Totally,
so it would just be like a booth with nothing, with just tables and chairs. Like, anybody could just go in there and just set up shop.
What do they do? Ask for your permit?
I don't know. But I still think it would be fun to just set up like an autograph table.
Yeah.
For nobody, or just set up like as an artist and just do the worst sketches you've ever seen.
Or I could be this.
Just $5. It's just a horror, like stick figures.
It's my arthritis kicking in.
An autograph booth, and I could be like the kid from Top Gun, Goose's kid from Top Gun.
Or we could just have like a weird, like artifacts from movies, like the volleyball from Top Gun.
Sorry.
Get your picture taken with the volleyball from Top Gun. Just random shit like that. It's like fake movie props.
Elf's dentures.
This is the silverware from the table that they pull out from Ghostbusters when he goes, the flowers are still standing. These are the flowers that were still standing. Ghostbusters.
This is a chair from Elf.
Watch, someone from like the Nerdist will do that next year.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like, just have a total fake booth. I think it would be hysterical. It's the parody booth. This booth is just a straight-up parody of Comic-Con. Maybe just every day it's just a different, like, parody booth.
But it has to be, like, you know, meet the guy who played the boy in Flipper. And it's, you know what I mean? Like, nobody would know what the fuck that guy looks like.
Speaking of, like, fake stuff, when we first moved to Jersey and I was working part-time at the radio station, part-time at Finish Line, there was we kept on getting like Sports Illustrated, and there was like the back thing was an interview with Clinton Portis. And so, like, I did this, like fake Clinton Portis autograph, but then I put Clinton Portis jersey and, like, his signature shoe or, like, his cleats in, like, a display case. And I put that thing right there, like, the thing. And everyone's like, oh, what happened? Like, yeah, Clinton Portis came in. He bought a bunch of kicks. He signed his autograph. It was fantastic. A Redskins guy's like, are you serious? Are you selling that? I'm like, how much you want for that? And my manager's like, it's not for sale. It's a fake autograph.
Oh, blew up your spot, dude.
Party pooper. People are stupid.
Yep.
Or not,
that's what we've learned. All right. Well, I just realized we've been doing this for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Nice.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, listening. We just found out Shazam is not being made now.
Oh, give me my money, bitches.
Yep. It's right in the file with a karaoke.
Yeah, if it gets canceled before the end of this year, I get 10 to 1 odds.
I like it.
Every year, the amount of the odds go up or down.
Down.
We need a superhero movie bookie. Is there anyone out there that does this? It's got to be somebody. Is there a Vegas line on the odds that Shazam gets made?
I'm sure in some back alley somewhere in Vegas, they're betting on that.
Just some nerdy bookie guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't pay up, he rips up your fucking Superman number one instead of breaking your legs.
Comes over, bends all the corners.
No, he opens all your action figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say he opens up your Star Wars figure collection.
No!
Not the Fett! Not the Fett!
Next week. I'll pay you next week!
No!
Come on, Myron. I'll pay you next week.
Myron.
You wouldn't want me to get rough now, would you?
Not my variant cover of Savage Dragon.
Not my Tay-Mac autograph photo.
Please, not my original Ewok village.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay. We will,
go to GoDaddy.com.
Enter
the promo code MASTERS69. Get yourself a 99-cent domain name.
Woo!
69 cents if you're in the UK, thus MASTERS69. So, yeah, get your website with GoDaddy. Help us out. Donate to us on Movember, MastersOfNoneUS.Movember.com. And maybe we'll see you at Blue Point on Saturday. I'm Jay for Mike and Art.
T-op.
Jim Mint.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures. So much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name. I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.